Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Stop Losing Your Shit with Your Kids, A Practical Guide to Becoming a Calmer. Happier Parent by Carla Naumburg is a parenting and self-help book focused on emotional regulation in high-stress family moments. Rather than treating parental outbursts as moral failures, it frames them as understandable stress responses that can be recognized, interrupted, and reduced over time. The book draws on brain science, mindfulness, habit change, emotional intelligence, and practical self-compassion to help parents identify what pushes them past their limits and what helps them recover. Its purpose is not to create a perfectly calm parent, but a more aware one who can respond more thoughtfully when provoked. The tone combines humor with directness, which makes the material accessible while still addressing the real difficulty of changing behavior in the middle of family conflict. It is aimed at parents who want concrete tools for reducing yelling, guilt, and reactivity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parental meltdowns are treated as stress reactions, not character defects. A central idea in the book is that losing control around children is usually not a deliberate choice, but an automatic response shaped by stress, fatigue, and emotional overload. Naumburg argues that parents often reach a point where judgment narrows and impulse takes over, which makes yelling or snapping feel immediate and unavoidable. This framing matters because it moves the focus away from shame and toward understanding. If a meltdown is seen as a predictable reaction to pressure, then it becomes possible to study it instead of merely regretting it. The book repeatedly emphasizes that the goal is not perfection or constant calm, but greater awareness of how and why reactivity happens. That shift is important in parenting advice, because shame often keeps people stuck, while a less moralized view creates room for change. By normalizing the experience without excusing harmful behavior, the book offers a more practical starting point for improvement. Secondly, identifying triggers is the foundation of change. The book gives special attention to triggers, meaning the specific conditions that make a parent more likely to lose control. These can include exhaustion, insecurity, distraction, sensory overload, unresolved stress, or a child's behavior that activates old emotional patterns. Naumburg's point is that triggers are personal and often cumulative, so the first task is not to suppress anger in the abstract, but to notice what reliably increases risk. This approach is useful because it translates a vague feeling of being overwhelmed into something observable and manageable. Once parents can name their triggers, they can begin adjusting routines, expectations, and responses before a crisis escalates. The book presents this as a practical form of prevention rather than a demand for self-discipline alone. In other words, better behavior does not begin with willpower in the moment. It begins with pattern recognition outside the moment. That makes the book more actionable than advice that simply tells parents to stay calm. Thirdly, mindfulness is used as a tool for interrupting reactivity in real time. Another important topic is the use of mindfulness to help parents stay present instead of being carried away by stress. In the book, mindfulness is not presented as a vague wellness ideal, but as a concrete skill for noticing bodily tension, emotional escalation, and automatic reactions before they fully take over. This matters because many parenting meltdowns happen too fast for rational problem solving once the emotional system is already activated. By slowing attention down even slightly, a parent can create a small gap between feeling triggered and acting on the trigger. That gap is where choice becomes possible again. The book's practical value lies in showing that calm is not only a personality trait, it is something that can be practiced in small moments repeatedly. This makes mindfulness relevant to family life, where interruptions are constant and the pressure to react quickly is high. The technique is therefore less about retreating from parenting than about remaining emotionally available during it. Fourthly, self-compassion is presented as a way to reduce the cycle of guilt and repeat outbursts. Naumburg also stresses that parents need self-compassion, especially after they have yelled or overreacted. The book suggests that harsh self-criticism often increases distress and makes another blow-up more likely, because guilt can keep a parent in a defensive, depleted state. Self-compassion does not mean ignoring harm or lowering standards. Instead, it means responding to mistakes with honesty rather than self-attack, which creates a better foundation for repair and future change. This is an important distinction because many parenting books imply that more shame will produce better behavior, even though shame frequently produces avoidance and more stress. The book offers a more psychologically realistic model. Acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on without turning one bad moment into a total identity judgment. That approach is especially relevant for parents who are already stretched thin, because it reduces the emotional cost of trying to improve. In this sense, self-compassion becomes a behavior change strategy, not just a comforting idea. Lastly, the book focuses on repair and prevention, not just momentary calm. The book stands out because it does not stop at telling parents to breathe or count to 10. It moves from immediate regulation to longer-term prevention and repair, which gives the advice more depth. Prevention includes reducing the likelihood of future meltdowns by noticing patterns, lowering stress, and changing the conditions that make outbursts more likely. Repair includes recovering after a difficult moment without getting trapped in shame or denial. This is an important contribution because parenting conflicts are not solved only by what happens during the crisis. They are shaped by what happens before and after it as well. The book also emphasizes that parents model emotional behavior for children, so how adults handle mistakes becomes part of what children learn about feelings, accountability, and apology. That makes the book both practical and relational. It does not promise that parents will never lose it again, but it offers a realistic framework for losing it less often and recovering more constructively when it happens. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents who recognize that their biggest challenge is not only their child's behavior, but their own emotional reactivity in stressful moments. It will be especially useful for readers who want concrete strategies for reducing yelling, spotting triggers, and breaking the cycle of guilt that often follows a blow-up. The practical benefit is that it turns a highly personal problem into something understandable and workable, using ideas from mindfulness, habit change, and emotional regulation rather than relying on vague reassurance. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats parental loss of control as a nervous system and habit issue rather than a simple matter of discipline or moral failure. Compared with many parenting books that focus mainly on how to manage children, this one starts with the adult's internal state and shows why that matters. Its humor and honesty also make it more approachable than books that lean heavily on clinical language. For readers looking for a realistic, non-judgmental guide to becoming a less reactive parent, it offers a distinctive and grounded perspective in the crowded parenting self-help category. If you would like to support Carla Naumburg, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.